This is the NewsRamp Science Podcast. It's Monday evening, August 17th, 2026. The stories are real. The boys is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Greenland Mines GRML completes SCARE Guard Bathymetric Survey, advances 2026 drill program. Greenland Mines completed its 2026 bathymetric survey campaign at the SCARE Guard project in southeast Greenland, exceeding original plans. The high-resolution seabed data will support new navigational charts and future marine shipping operations. Additionally, the company finished all necessary drill core work for the planned bulk sample and transitioned to resource definition drilling. A new core shack is now operational, marking progress towards the project's initial assessment. Quantum Biopharma, QNTM, reports lower Q2 expenses, advances Lucid-MS into phase two. Quantum Biopharma reported a significant decrease in Q2 expenses, with operating expenses down 53% year-over-year to $2.29 million, and general and administrative expenses decreased by 47% to $1.76 million. The company also announced FDA approval for its investigational new drug application for Lucid-MS, allowing Quantum to move forward with a phase 2 clinical trial for patients with progressive multiple sclerosis. Investor news breaks. Sky Harbor Resources Limited TSH Frankfurt CYH Frankfurt C1P signed Yurchison Uranium Property Option Agreement with Purecore Metals. Sky Harbor Resources Limited signed an option agreement with Purecore Metals, allowing Purecore to earn up to a 100% interest in the Yurchison Uranium property in northern Saskatchewan. To earn the initial 70% interest, Purecore must provide $350,000 in cash, $700,000 in shares, and incur $3.50 million in exploration expenditures over 3 years. The property is located about 75 kilometers south of Kamako Rabbit Lake operation, with historical samples showing promising uranium and molybdenum values. Investor news breaks. Military Metals Corp. launches drilling at West Gore Antimo Gold Project. Military Metals Corp. has started an exploration drilling campaign at its West Gore Antimo Gold Project in Nova Scotia. The program includes at least 7 holes totaling 1,750 meters, targeting the downplunge extension of the past producing deposit and the Brook vein occurrence. West Gore, a significant antimo producer during World War I, remains underexplored. Antimony is a critical mineral designated by the Canadian government and Nova Scotia province.
Mining news breaks. King Global Ventures Inc. is advancing exploration at its Black Canyon Silver Cord project in Arizona amidst a U.S. South push to bolster the Punj mining workforce. The company is conducting a 14,000-foot diamond drill program at the Iron Horse target to test geophysical anomalies for potential mineralization. Previous drilling at Silver Cord revealed high-grade polymetallic veins. This effort aligns with the government's $100 million investment in mining schools and over $2 billion in new mining-related investments.
Investor news breaks. First Atlantic Nickel and Cobalt Corporation extends Alloy Max Zone with a 525-meter mineralized drill hole at its Pipestone XL Nickel Cobalt Alloy project. The hole, XL-26-16, intersected large-grain alloyite over its entire length, showing higher visual abundance and coarser grains than previous holes. This discovery prompts the company to in-reapart magnetic surveys for potential zone expansion. First Atlantic continues drilling at Alloway Max, aiming to concentrate alloite without traditional processing methods. Network news breaks. La Hontan Gold Corp. boosts Santa Fe Gold Equivalent Resources 22%. La Hontan Gold Corp. announced a 22% increase in resources at its Santa Fe mine in Nevada, with project-wide pit-constrained resources now totaling 1.195 million indicated gold equivalent ounces and 1.19 million inferred ounces. The updated estimate will guide a preliminary economic assessment for open-pit mining, heap leach processing, and potential future processing of Santa Fe sulfide resources, with mine construction targeted for 2027. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.